GoRow.com, a magic news bullet that takes out Jackie as well.
Later on in the program, we'll be attending a rally at Jingshan Park, where the city government has encouraged people to go and stand atop of the hillside and stare and wave supportively in the general direction of Iran. But first, and speaking again of the Muslim world, we've got a whole to-do about those cartoons and things. And if we go over to Harrison Lee, who's standing on the far side of the studio right now, next to a series of easels, we can find out what's going on.
Thanks, Chris. Yes, we are going to be reprinting the cartoons, which of course such offence across the Middle East, but in order to avoid upsetting our Hui minority, or indeed any other Chinese Muslim listeners, we've decided to reprint them here in the audio section, and here they are now.
Affect China? Well, that's a very good question. We've taken a graph and plotted it against the number of Muslims in China, and then we've also taken an index of how angry they are. If you look at this, it's very hard to read the bars. But now if you draw a cartoon of Muhammad on one or more of the bars, something very interesting happens. Your car gets set on fire. Back to you in the studio, Chris.
Thanks, Harrison. You're a prince among men. Now, sports and football. Bad news for Beijing Hyundai in a shock upset, being defeated by Qingdao at the weekend. Here's what the manager of Beijing had to say after the match.
We went into this match with the original game plan to score more goals on the other side, but unfortunately, we only scored 2 goals. They scored 3. We did check with the match officials after the game, and it turned out that 3 is actually larger than 2.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. That's all for now. This is GoRow Radio. Say no to drugs.